something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. Share some thoughts on three important subjects. And these are baptisms, communion, and the church. I want us to go to the words of Jesus first on baptisms. Why this is important, maybe I should read to you from Hebrews chapter number 6, from verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Now, to properly express that, can you put it on the Amplified version? Just let's read this. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Do you now understand what it's saying? So you're moving from the elementary stage of the teachings and doctrine of Christ. Remember, he's talking about the teaching and doctrines. King James. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation. Did you see that? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. So he's talking about the teaching of these fundamental principles. It says we don't have to remain in the foundation school. Do you get it? We've got to advance into other areas that have to do with spiritual maturity. Now, let's go back to the Amplified version. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ, the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God. You know, there are some elementary teachings about faith. Elementary teachings about leaving the bad works for good works and so on and so forth. You've got to move to maturity. So, let's look at the list. Go back to King James. It's shorter here. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. That's one. And of faith toward God. That's two. Of the doctrine of baptisms. You see, they're teaching about baptisms. Okay, the teachings in the scripture about baptisms and of laying on of hands. They had to teach them about laying on of hands. Why do we lay hands? What's the significance? All right, what's the power of it? What does it do? They taught them. So they knew why we laid hands on people, why we should and when we shouldn't. And it's not everybody who lays hands on you. There's a doctrine, there's a teaching about laying on of hands. It is in Scripture. It's not just everybody who lays hands on you. You gotta be careful. Look at the next verse. And this will we do if God permit. Glory to God. All right. So I picked out one of those things there, baptisms. And I thought to say some things about baptisms because some don't think these are important. But did you notice the doctrine of baptisms? He didn't say a baptism. There's a plural word there, baptisms. Okay, now let's look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28, verse 19. Look at this. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amazing. You're still there? Zora Actibus. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Did you notice it didn't say in the names of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? There's only one name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That's the name. The Father responds in that name. The Son, of course, answers that name. And the Holy Ghost answers to the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost is not his name. Over in the Old Testament, there were several names for God. But in the New Testament, he gave us one name for God. And it tells us that the totality of divinity resides in Jesus Christ. So the name of God in the New Testament is Jesus. That's amazing. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, look at it. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so, when we go over in the book of Acts and see what the apostles did when they baptized people, the Bible tells us they baptized them in the name of Jesus, which means they understood the instruction of Jesus to mean that the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus. So, they understood the teachings of Jesus Christ very clearly because they had different kinds of baptisms. They had different kinds of baptisms. But the best way to help you understand it so you don't get confused is the word itself in the scriptural connotation. It had to do with ritual washings. There were spiritual kinds of cleansing. So baptism was actually one of the several kinds of cleansings. So when we say there were different kinds of baptisms, I want you to understand that here we're dealing with one type of baptism which had to do with washings, cleansing. The one Jesus is talking about here. So he used the term that the disciples could understand because John the Baptist was the originator of this type of washing, of this type of cleansing. They used to cleanse themselves by washing their hands and their feet and their face, and that was all. But when John came, he dipped them into the water. That's why it was called baptism. The Greek is baptizo. It means to dip completely into, to immerse completely. So he got a name for that. The priest showed you how to wash your feet, you washed your hands, you washed your face, and you were done. But when John came, he was also a priest. John was a Levite. And he did his washings differently. He dipped them inside. So they called him John the Baptist. The one who dips you inside. So are you going to so-and-so for your cleansing? Oh, yes. So they know what he's going to do. Wash your face and your hands and your feet. You're done. Then they said, oh, you sprinkle on you. That was another type. Another type of cleansing. Depending on what was on in your life, they either sprinkled on you or washed your face and your feet and your hands. But if you were going to John, John wasn't going to sprinkle on you. John wasn't going to wash your face and your fingers. He was going to dip you inside. So they called him John the Baptist. He baptizes people. So he dips them inside. So when Jesus came, he didn't go to the others. He went to John. And he was dipped inside. And remember, when John saw Jesus, he said, Master, I'm supposed to be baptized by you. So Jesus said, don't worry. Get this done to fulfill all righteousness. You got to do it. So he let him baptize him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.